I absolutely love that first firing up of the grill on a warm summer evening. Do you or someone else in your home take grilling as seriously as I do? The Burger Perfection Pack is an incredible deal for just $99.99. This exclusive package includes 20 of Omaha Steaks' mouthwatering steak burgers. That's four of each of their finest burgers. Pure ground filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye, brisket, and sirloin. Only available at omahasteaks.com. Impress your next dinner party or family cookout with exclusive products not available at grocery stores. All backed by Omaha Steaks' 100% money-back guarantee. Get ready for grilling season with the mouth-watering Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack, plus 8 free Wagyu Smash Burgers for just $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and as a bonus, use promo code YUM to get $35 off your order. That's $35 off with promo code YUM. Terms apply. See site for details.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at WeightWatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
I'm for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. And I'm excited about today's show, and I have way too much to get through. I woke up early this morning. Thankfully, the film came up early. Was able to get the entire offensive film breakdown, every single snap that's up on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel. And so just, man, so much to talk about with what the 49ers put on tape, which is really, really bad offensively. Yeah, but it's not all bad. It's bad, but it's not all bad. So what I wanted today's show, like usually we do like, all right, grades, let's go through PFF and, you know, whatever else, the good and bad. And we'll dive into some of that. But like, I want to go through the biggest issues, positives and negatives. After a loss, right, Monday morning quarterback, it is very easy just to be like, everything's bad, and it is bad. But there are positives. There are a lot of positives to build on, and I think that we are seeing a retooling or a redefining of what this 49ers team is going to be in the future. It's going to be different. It's not what you're used to with a typical Kyle Shanahan run team. It's not. This is year 9 of the Shanahan experience. It's different than the previous 8 years. It is different. The way that you win, the way that you lose, it's all going to be different, and it's going to take time because you built this roster to operate according to the Kyle Shanahan experience. Run the ball, play action fake, control the clock. That's what it is. That's not what this team is anymore. It is not. Not with the offensive line, not with this version of Christian McCaffrey, not with these wide receivers, not with this defensive. Like, it's just different. It is just different. Appreciate all the hashtag CCs. Another nightmare injury season is starting. Well, the crazy thing is, Bobo, you're my positive guy. I'm just joking. You walked out of this relatively unscathed as far as injuries. You had Jake Tonchis. He had a stinger. Left, came back. He was all right. You had Juwan Jennings. That dude was left on the ground dead twice. But ribs, he's going to be coming back. Ricky Pearsall left with the knee. They're saying it might be PCL. Left, came back, tried to tough it out, couldn't do it. But, like, there are no more glaring major injury issues. You know, you had the call from Shanahan, which hasn't been put out there, but like one of the things is Brock Purdy's toes bothering him a little bit after today. Said it wasn't bothering him all game. Film says otherwise. We'll talk about that. But like, no new injuries. Ricky Pearsall's knee was an injury. We knew that going into this game. Brock Purdy's toe was an injury. We knew that going into this game. The rib injury to Juwan Jennings, who caught that two-point conversion, just got crushed in the side. That's new, but he came back and played through it. So, like, on the injury front, this game you have walked out more so than the previous three games, which you won, way less injured than the other times, right? Does that make sense? Like, let's keep it real. Injuries are awful. The 49ers are the most injured team in the NFL, especially when you look at salary cap and all the money and stuff that you're missing. Bosa, an all-pro defensive player of the year, gone. You can go on and on and on. What is crazy about injuries is after this week, week four, after this Rams game, which is a short week, now you can get players back from IR, PUP, NFI. 49ers don't even have a candidate for that. So, like, even though you're the most injured team, you're not even going to be getting a player back after week four. They come out and they say, yeah, obviously, Brandon Ayuk, not close. Shocker. Oh, he might be ready week one, though, right? Yeah, whoever said that, credibility gone. But I was telling you that wasn't going to be the case. So many people were telling you that wasn't going to be the case. The team mouthpieces, the puppets that, you know, the 49ers speak for, they're the ones, oh, Brandon Ayuk might be back week one. Yeah, keep going to those guys for information. Let me know how that goes. But that one, and Malik Mustafa, they're eyeing a week six. Not return, but a week six activation. So the way that the process works, you get activated. That opens up a 3-week window. You've got to get back in football shape. It's your first time putting pads on, going through practice, all that. You got to slowly bring them in, which the 49ers have learned their lesson in trying to rush players back. So like Malik Mustafa, activated week six. This is my projected timeline. 2 weeks of practice. Actually plays week eight. In the starting lineup week 10, which might be the most important game of the year. I think there's probably three main games left on the schedule this year that are just, you've got to win more than those. But the two games against the Rams and week 18 against the Seahawks. Like, it's those three games and everything else. Next would be the Cardinals game, right? You only have four division games left and conference games. We'll have to see how the scene and all that stuff goes out. But like, you have three main contests that are quote-unquote must win if you want to control your destiny, control your fate. This week, short week against the Rams, week 10 against the Rams at home, and then Seattle week 18. Those are the big three. You got three of them left. Those are the big ones. And again, if I'm looking on the bright side, you go through this 49ers schedule and you say, and I said this before the game, like, you don't think this way, but like, if you had to lose a game, you lose a cross conference game. You don't plan that out and you don't go, well, we could lose this one. But like, in the hierarchy of 49ers schedules, losing the Jacksonville Jaguars game, cool. Like, you're not going to go undefeated. The game sucked. You lost every which way. We'll talk about those, but like, you didn't lose a division game. You're undefeated. You didn't lose a conference game. You're undefeated. That's why you're number two in the NFC if the playoffs started today. Number two. And again, like, if you look at the games that, like, not that you want to lose. You don't want to lose any game. But the Jaguars, cross-conference game. Houston Texans, cross-conference game. Cleveland Browns, cross-conference game. Tennessee Titans, Colts. Those five games are not the same value as a win in the other games. And I know it comes down to blah, 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 blah. But like, you look at the Seahawks won 10 games last year, but the reason they didn't make the playoffs is because they lost the games that mattered most. That's where that is. What's up, Mike? Appreciate you guys. You guys are awesome. Love all the hashtag CCs. Talofa, Captain. Appreciate you, brother. You guys are awesome. Connor, even your positivity is not rubbing off on me. Ha, ha, ha. Too much wrong for this team to become right. It's bad. And again, you're not going to win games like you're used to seeing them, where you just dominate in the run and you impose your will on other teams. Can't do that anymore. That is not the way this offensive line is built. That's not the way Christian McCaffrey at this stage in his career is built. You're a space team now. Brock Purdy with Ricky Pearsall, Christian McCaffrey, and then whoever the hell you could suit up and stitch up at wide receiver at this point, that's what you got. It'd be different if you had George Kittle and you can impose your will blocking some, but this offensive line ain't going to do it. It's not. Not happening. Not going to happen. So you're now a grinded out, pass-heavy team. Your identity has been transformed. Why? Because you haven't drafted offensive line. Because you haven't drafted offensive line. Because you haven't drafted offensive line. Because you have not drafted offensive line. And somebody's like, well, you drafted Connor Colby. The seventh round, you have kickers and punters drafted higher than your starting offensive linemen. We're not on the team. You had to cut those because they weren't very good. It's a misappropriation of resources. We've been clamoring at this. The amount of resources you've spent on the wide receiver position, still major flaws with all the injuries. The running back position, don't trust anybody besides 23, even though Brian Robinson averaged a full yard plus better than Christian McCaffrey on the ground. He's got to get more carries. He has to get more carries. He's the only efficient runner that we have. Christian McCaffrey averaged below 3 yards per carry. Now, you got to keep him out there because of what he does in the pass game, pass blocking game, all that stuff. I'm not saying don't use Christian McCaffrey, but you got to get Brian Robinson out there more. You are going to get Christian McCaffrey killed at this stage in his career. Have to. Big Joe, my 9-8 record prediction is looking good. It's not. It is not. The 49ers are 3-1. The first quarter of the season's done, right? You break it up into fours. 3 times 4 is 12. And then you've got that one extra game because it's 17 and it's weird now. 12-4. So that's like 12-5. That's not 9-8. I don't think that's looking good. I think that this is going to be a grinded out team. And you look at the schedule. I still have the 49ers winning 10 plus games personally. But yeah, it could be 9-8. Not saying you're wrong, but I'm saying after the 3-1, every game's come down to one possession. You're now gritty, grinded out team. It's different. The one thing that is the same, David, special teams. Yeah. After 9 years of horrible special teams, there's only one common factor. That's Kyle Shanahan. He didn't coach special teams. He has nothing to do with it. He's not there. The only thing Kyle Shanahan has is, can we fake punts? That's it. That's always going to be the head coach's call. Shanahan's never faked a punt in his entire 9 years here as a head coach. So, like, if you want to put that on him, but, man, you're going through three coordinators. We're spending resources, draft resources, salary cap resources, free agent resources. I don't understand it. And it's easy just to say, well, Kyle Shanahan's the one common factor. You're right. He is. But nah, man. Like, the dude doesn't have anything to do with it. He doesn't have anything to do with it. They're signing all new players, all new coordinators. Not once, but twice, but three times. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I could tell you who is terrible at special teams, Jair Brown. He doesn't want to play on there. He thinks he's too good. The film shows this. This is not me asking him. This is Jair Brown saying, number 27, I'm a top 5 safety in the NFL. And then you watch all the special teams tape. He acts like he don't want to be out there. Has no energy, no enthusiasm, jogs, lackadaisical, gave up 2 explosives. He's awful. Isaac Grando, I'm sorry. He's the dumbest player I've ever seen play football. I'm not exaggerating. He's football. He might be smart as hell. And I... probably awesome guy. Dude's dumb as shit when it comes to football. I'm sorry. Pardon my language. The regular season is wrapped and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick. During any of the 2026 NBA playoffs, live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. You might have heard the phrase, dirty hands, clean money. It's a blue-collar saying that has been around forever. The idea that hard, honest work is how you earn a good life and everything in it. Troll Co. It's a clothing brand built around that. Started by two guys out in the oil patch who worked hard their whole lives and could not find anything that represented people like them. So they made it. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. And here is what I keep thinking about. The faithful rep red and gold with real conviction. Not because it's easy, but because it means something. We are the best fan base in sports. That is the exact same energy Troll Co. runs on. You wear it because of what it stands for. And I was raised from blue collar work. My father ran a construction crew his entire life. My oldest son works in the oil fields in Texas. My youngest son, he's going to become a firefighter. Like, this is who we are. And so when you think about what you sacrifice most, people don't see. But you go to trollco.com/rush. That's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. Go check them out. Amazing company, amazing people, amazing product. Wonderful thing to support. Again, that's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order.
I absolutely love that first firing up of the grill on a warm summer evening. Do you or someone else in your home take grilling as seriously as I do? The Burger Perfection Pack is an incredible deal for just $99.99. This exclusive package includes 20 of Omaha Steaks mouthwatering steak burgers. That's four of each of their finest burgers. Pure ground filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye, brisket, and sirloin. Only available at omahasteaks.com. Impress your next dinner party or family cookout with exclusive products not available at grocery stores. All backed by Omaha Steaks' 100% money-back guarantee. Get ready for grilling season with the mouth-watering Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack, plus 8 free Wagyu Smash Burgers for just $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and as a bonus, use promo code YUM to get $35 off your order. That's $35 off with promo code YUM. Terms apply. See site for details.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at WeightWatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
He has no damn clue what he is doing on any of those. Those huge, giant punt return for a touchdown. That dude's just jogging on top of another player in the same gap the whole time. You could have played with 10 players. It would have made a difference. Isaac Garrido has no clue how to play football. Like, he's never watched football games. He's never learned from football play. He's never bought Madden. Maybe he has, but like, I'm telling you, that dude doesn't have a clue at all what to do on special teams. Like, it's not so much he doesn't want to play. He just doesn't know. Terrible. Chase Lucas, awful. He's supposed to be your special team stud and backup corner and all that stuff. He's negative 15 yards, missed tackles, out of alignment, late. Terrible. Tatum Bethune, awful. I think he had two missed tackles. Awful. You got guys running into each other on kickoff coverage, running into each other. Literally picking each other, trying to cross the blocking, whatever. You have to have one guy go early, one guy go late. They run into each other. Special teams is bad. But yeah, right now, Jair Brown, Isaac Garrido, Chase Lucas, Tatum Bethune. And I love Tatum Bethune. I'm excited about his future. But on special teams, no way. No way. No. Those four guys. The crazy thing, positive. Okay, here's positive. Eddie Pinheiro, freaking awesome. Thomas Morstead, great. Not great, but good. Consistent. Your kicker and your punter are fine. Your snapper is... Dude, that ball gets there so quick. So quick every time. Nobody's getting even close. A big reason why all those kicks kept getting blocked was because Jake Moody's just hesitates, and the time and tempo of those kicks were just so slow. Well, you just change the kicker and everything's fine. I love the feeling that I have when Eddie Pinheiro goes to kick. I don't hate the world. I don't have nails in my stomach. I don't like sit there and just be like, oh no. Like, that's huge. So the positives to the special team, you know, whatever, is Eddie P and Thomas Morstead. Those guys are great. John Weeks, great. Nah, John Weeks pretty bad at covering punts, but that's what you get whenever you hire one of the oldest players in the NFL. Dan, what's up, man? Kyle is an elite offensive coach that went through training camp without getting any run game ready for 25. It's a different team, guys. Now, okay, here's a positive. You can't, okay, negative, can't run the ball. Offensive line sucks. I put out my clip this morning. I went through and just cut up a bunch of clips of Jake Brindle, like I told you I would yesterday, if y'all listened to that show. I went and posted it. Not getting a lot of interaction, but it's pretty hard to watch. So I keep waiting. I'm calling y'all out. Y'all got to tag people. Tag me. Don't tag people. No, don't. That's passive aggressive. No. Allow them to post a positive take on Jake Brindle, then tag me on that. That's what I want. I can't wait. I've got the clip ready. I put it out there on social media. It's on Twitter, and it's just ready to go. Oh, look at this. We got a week six schedule change. Hell yes. Look at this. The 49ers Bucks has been flexed. Y'all talking about 49ers, whatever. Now the 49ers Bucks is going to be at 425. Hell yes. I love that because we're going to be there in Tampa Bay. We're going to be partying. Now we get to change our tailgate from a morning tailgate to a noon tailgate. Yes, I am so freaking pumped. It's going to be hot as hell, but I do not care. Week six schedule change. And again, y'all talking, we talking down on the 49ers. We're getting flexed into a better spot. The Patriots Saints. They got opposite, so they're kicking the Saints game early. They're kicking the 49ers Bucks game late. Win. That's a huge win. Oh, I'm so freaking pumped. Now I don't have to wake up and set up a tailgate at 7 in the morning after partying. Hell yes. And this is what the freaking NFL wants. Why? Because the viewers. Because the 49ers are 3-1. Because the Bucks are 3-1. Playoff implications. Already week six. Woo! You talk about one of those games that matters. You got your division games. Bucks might be the next most important game after your three division games that you got left. Ooh, ooh. Get me all pumped up, man. You got four division games left. Sorry. Six total. You've 2-0 there. Dude, I love that. But yeah, so back to your question. Kyle, run game sucks. You can't with this offensive line. You can't with Jake Brindle. Can't with Connor Colby yet. Can't with Dominic Pooney in his current state. Now, Dominic Pooney and Connor Colby had their best run blocking grades, but not consistent. That's the problem with both of them. I don't think Dominic Pooney is fully healthy. Connor Colby's figuring it out. He's just figuring it out still. Jake Brindle will never figure out the run game. Ever, ever, ever. Not with his attitude, with his temperament, with his lack of strength, never blocking to the whistle, just quitting halfway through. Can't run the ball with that. Not with Christian McCaffrey. You can't with Brian Robinson. You've got to bring physicality at some point. You can't just have finesse players. Jake Brindle, definition of finesse. Connor Colby gets the most vertical movement on his run game blocks. Just not consistent. Misses, bad feet, puts him out of position, out of balance, and then he's in trouble. Dominic Pooney does not look like the same player as last year. I don't think he's fully healthy, and he's getting some of Jake Brindle's bad tendencies. Bending at the waist is a problem for number 77 this year. Wasn't last year. Wasn't in Kansas. Is that Chris Forster? Is that Jake Brindle rubbing off on him? I don't know. I don't think Dominic Pooney's fully healthy, but he did have his best run blocking grade. Shout out to Ben. And Connor Colby did as well. Still not good. You can't do that with a finesse running back like Christian McCaffrey. You got to have some power, some aggressiveness somewhere in there. Pooney, no, not now. Maybe you get back 2024 Pooney, then yes. Jake Brindle, never. Connor Colby, not consistent. And the whole run game, it's funny because, like, the interior offensive line picks who's going to be bad on each play. Jake Brindle will make a great play. And Jake Brindle did have quite a few good plays, I'll be very honest, in the run game. But whenever he plays well, Connor Colby messes up. When Connor Colby plays well, Dominique Pooney and Jake Brindle miss up. It's like two out of the three sabotage every single run play. Every single time. One of them will be good, two will be bad. Or two of them will be okay, and one will be bad enough to ruin everything. It's not Colton McKivitz, excuse me, who wasn't perfect, but was at least good. And it's not Trent Williams. Trent Williams still pancaking people out there. Did he struggle in pass pro? Yeah, a couple times. Did Brock Purdy never step up in the pocket? Yes, several times. Like, Trent's fine. Was he elite? Was he all pro? No. Was he a quality left tackle? Yes. Look at some of his run blocks. Did he miss one run block? Big time. Whiffed on a play and it cost us, got a tackle for loss. Yes. But Trent still, don't let people tell you that Trent's not Trent anymore. He is. Was it a great game? It was not. Was not. Was it bad? No. Trent was our best offensive lineman. He was our best offensive lineman. He was going against an all-pro defensive end, and he's going to lose battles. That's where we are. Did Trent used to, like, shut everybody down all the time? Yeah. Well, that was maybe the best offensive tackle play in the history of the NFL that we got to witness. Is he that anymore? He is not. Is he still a Pro Bowler? Yes. Yes. So kind of take that for what you will. But now back to the positive, Dan. The 49ers passing game, they are second in the NFL in pass yards. You're third in third down conversion rate. You're sustaining drives. You're top 10 in first downs. You're fourth overall in first downs. You're sustaining drives. You're just turning the freaking ball over. You're not scoring in the red zone. Like, it's a different team, guys. It's a different way in which the 49ers are going to play football and how they are going to rely on everything moving forward. This is not the same team. It's not going to look the same offensively and defensively. Thank God defensively. Again, you want a positive? Defense kicking ass. Playing well enough to win every single game. The defense has played well enough to be 4-0. Now, is the defense perfect? Absolutely not. So, let's get into the defensive issues, positive and negative, right after this. You know that one guy in the group chat who had a five-leg parlay week one and just wouldn't shut up about it for the rest of the season? That could be you. MyBookie makes it super easy to get into the action. College football, NFL, super contest, survivor pools, casino, blackjack, whatever it is you want, they got it. All the spreads, player props, and in-game lines you could want all under one roof. And if you're new to MyBookie, use our code 49ers, 49ERS, up to $500 is fully covered. You make your play. Let's say it doesn't hit. You get all of it right back up to $500 when you opt in using your bet back bonus, and you get it back. It's just what it is. Comes with a one-time rollover if you use it. Now, no better time to jump in, no better place to play. Plus, we have all of our weekly bets and season bets up on our Patreon and the49ersrush.com. So if you don't know how to get started, we've got it made for you. We show you what we bet. We show you what's out there, and we will cover that with you. It's going to be a good time. So football's back. Let's make some money with MyBookie, promo code 49ERS. Let's go. All right, so the defense, which I think is important. Man, you are second on third downs. That is, the 49ers defense was god-awful last year. Is the defense perfect? No, you're not getting turnovers, and you can't rush the passer. Fewest pressures since last year's Buffalo game, which I was at, getting pelted with snowballs. It was a good time. Without Nick Bosa, right? So, like, no pressures. But, like, you didn't get beat by the quarterback. Trevor Lawrence sucked. That whole game, he was awful. He was awful. Now, you're playing the two best quarterbacks on your schedule all year back-to-back. You've got Matthew Stafford, who looks incredible. And then you got Baker Mayfield. Those are the two best quarterbacks on your entire schedule, weeks 1 through 18. back-to-back. Short week, you got Matthew Stafford, but you played against him a bunch. And then you got a mini bye week for the Tampa Bay game. And I'm so glad they pushed that back. Dude, I am so, so thankful they pushed that back. Man, that's going to be such a better tailgate now. And the game experience, now the 49ers don't have to play on that 10 o'clock window on the East Coast, which I always hate. I think the NFL should outlaw those damn games. But I am pumped about that. I think that's huge. But the defense, you're stopping the run. Gave up too many explosives there. But you gave up 0 points in the fourth quarter. Night and day difference from last year. Last year, you were the worst team in the fourth quarter in the NFL. Gave up 13.3 points per fourth quarter game last year under Nick Stupid Sorensen. Now you're blanking teams. The only reason the 49ers had a chance to even win that game was because of the defense. Special teams sucked. Offense sucked. Four turnovers on offense. And what makes me even more mad, all four turnovers came on first down. Every single one of them. Every single one of them. Like, you don't have to force it. It's first down. Take the check down, Brock. Take the check down, Brock. I like the rip it mentality and all that stuff. I like that. But, man, it's first down. Understand, it's not time to gamble. There are times to gamble. Third down, gamble. Third down, gamble. Third and long, gamble. First down, no. Tony Gwynn literally has changed the way I view life. My whole life. I don't want to go too much into my dating philosophy. I hear my wife in the other room. I don't want to get in trouble. but like base hits and staying ahead of schedule matter. And betting, dude, we are crushing it. If you bet with us this year, we are crushing it because we're just taking singles. We're not doing five-leg parlays. If that's your thing, have fun. That's entertainment. I'm trying to make money. I don't make a lot of money. And so, like, I'm very thankful for what I do make, and I want to be very, very cautious with what I make and what I put out there as risk. And I know people bet with us, so, man, I'm going to be even way more cautious with your money than I am with my own. But, man, we're making money. How? Base hits, baby. That's just what it is. Just what it is. And so, man, like the passing game and the turnovers are a problem. Let's do this. Let's talk Brock Purdy, okay? We got a super chat. Super chat always takes precedent. What's up, man? Corey Patterson, thank you so much. Appreciate your generosity. Kyle Lynch choose depth equals special teams personnel. Man, I mean, Ciaran Neal, that was a big-time pay. Luke Gifford, that was a big-time pay. Like, you gone out there and you got guys that were supposed to be quality special teamers that just have not panned out. But you are correct, Corey, that, like, you are, and every team does this, where you have to buttress your defense and offensive depth with special teams. You have to do both and. You have to. But, like, okay, let's look at Jair Brown. I'm ready to move on. Like, I can't stand somebody that, and this is the coach in me, and a lot of my takes, which I apologize for, like, I'm a coach. That's my blood. That's my personality. That is literally what my identity, I was coach for 15 freaking years. Like, I would go to the grocery store. Hey, coach. Like, you get addressed as coach for a decade and a half. It's who you are, right? So I can't change or turn that off. I'm not a scout, right? And so that's why I kind of like always recording with Larry, because we look at things completely different. He is all about potential and whatever. I'm about attitude, personality, and what your makeup is. Jair Brown, like, if you don't like football and you think you're too good for special teams, get the hell away from me. I have nothing to do with you. I need people that are like, hey, I get to play football today. What do you need me to do, coach? This is beneath me. Nah. Like, Jair Brown, you can't play special teams? Like, really? You're too good to play special teams. Too good for you. Get the hell away from me. Get off my team. Be gone. Like, I got no room for that. 49ers don't have that luxury. And he's good on defense, but it's because he wants to be there. He's too good for special teams. I can't do that. I don't know how much of that's on John Lynch or Shanahan, but, like, can't win with him. Like, no, I don't. Send his ass to the locker room. You do not want to play football. The silent tape says You are too good. Get out of here. I can't do with ignorance. Isaac Grando literally would cut him right now. Like if John Chapman, which thank God, I have no say-so in anything anymore. But if I was in charge of the 49ers, I would call every single team and say, hey, I'll take a 7th to 6th round pick swap for Isaac Grando. I cannot have this person in my locker room. Might be a great guy. No damn clue what the hell he's doing out there on the football field. The worst vision I've ever seen. Mistake after mistake after mistake. Punt team. Punt coverage. Punt return. Kickoff return. Kickoff coverage. What would you say you do here? Get him the hell away. I can't do that. Can't do it. Now, Chase Lucas loves football, but he gets too freaking excited. He gets a 15-yard penalty and played poorly. Tatum Bethune loves football. He goes all out, just can't tackle in space. He's gotten better. But like Jair Brown and Isaac Grando, I'm sorry. I have no anything for those people. Get out. Go. Kendrick Bourne? Nope. Can't do it. I love Kendrick Bourne. Love Kendrick Bourne for 4 years. UK, like, I mean this whenever I say it. I'm getting off task. I'm sorry. Thank you, Corey. The 49ers would have won yesterday if Ronnie Bell was on the team instead of Kendrick Bourne. I hate Ronnie Bell. He's a horrible player. Kendrick Bourne was that bad. He was the worst blocking wide receiver we had. Caught 1 of 4, three drops, ran horrible routes, lined up wrong. Like, literally, if every single play Kendrick Bourne, if you put Ronnie Bell in there, like, I hope you understand it. You guys are not new to my Ronnie Bell whatever. It was that bad. Like, my biggest issue is that you have players that have no business mentally being out there that are not checked in. They're not checked in. Like, y'all heard me go off on Ronnie Bell for years. Ronnie Bell's worst game was better than what Kendrick Bourne did yesterday. There was not one positive that dude did. Yes, Ronnie freaking Bell. Ronnie Bell. At least run blocked and could do stuff on special. Kendrick Bourne was so bad, and the tape made it look worse. Dude just refused to run block, and the only two times he did run block were both holding calls that didn't get called. Got a holding call last week. Should have had two more holding calls this week. Literally, like, just scared to touch people. Kendrick Bourne was the worst blocker we had whenever he was here. It is a misnomer and a fallacy to think that Kendrick Bourne at least knows the system and plays. He does not play the way 49ers play. He does not. Right here, Stanley, some players just cash in checks. Period. And I was pissed. Why was DeMarcus Robinson not out there at all? He got like 20 snaps. I want to be the exact number here. DeMarcus Robinson played 25 snaps. He was on a snap count because he hasn't practiced with the Niners in a month because of the suspension. That should change moving forward. DeMarcus Robinson should be definitely a starter. There is no doubt about it. I think that the rotation but again, here's the problem. You don't have healthy wide receivers. Ricky Pearsall, his knee's acting up. Could be a PCL, might miss a couple weeks. He's the only reliable offensive player you have. And I mean top to bottom. Jake Tonjes, Ricky Pearsall. That's it. Maybe Colton McKivitz. You have three reliable offensive players. That is it. Actually, I'm going to put Kyle Juszczyk in there. His tape was good. Brock Purdy, not consistent. Trent Williams has been great, but not consistent. Connor Colby, not consistent. Jake Brindle, consistently bad. But Jake Brindle had like a good first half versus the week 3 game against Arizona. Had a good first half. Like, there's been moments he was decent. Saints game was pretty good, right? Dominic Pooney, not consistent one game yet this year. Not one. You talk about Luke Farrell. He's been all right. Hasn't been great. Jake Tonjes has been consistent. Like, he's even making some strong run blocks, which is not what he's ever been asked to do. Juwan Jennings, not consistent at all. Drops in multiple games whenever he does play. Misses time. Practiced 6 times this year. Nobody even knows who the hell that guy is. He is practiced. Now, he's tough, but not consistent. Christian McCaffrey, he got 5 drops in 2 games and a fumble. Like, Christian McCaffrey's awesome, but not consistent. Like, who are your consistent players? It's the truest measure of greatness, right? I love that. Ricky Pearsall, Jake Tonchis, Kyle Juszczyk. That's it. Not good. And so when your wide receiver's all banged up, you got to have Kendrick Bourne out there. You don't have the luxury of cutting the worst player on your team. I wish you did. He cost us that freaking game, man. Yeah, like, I have loved Kendrick Bourne for a long time. I really, really have. And yeah, if Kendrick gets more snaps than Robinson, I'm going to barf. I mean, shoot, you look at it. Kendrick Bourne had 44 snaps to DeMarcus Robinson, 25. But, like, if you complain about the injuries, this is the answer, right? Like, oh, we rush guys back. Well, they didn't rush DeMarcus Robinson back, and it cost you. It cost you. Better not happen next week. Now, it's a short week, but if Kendrick Bourne out-snaps DeMarcus Robinson again, oh, my gosh. Dude, what the f- I don't know if KB's washed. It's mentality. It's dropped passes. That's mentality. It's blocking. Blocking is a choice. You do not have to be tough to block. You don't have to be. It's a choice. It's a technique. You block with your eyes and your feet. Not Kendrick Bourne. That dude turned around and just started looking around like, anybody watching me? Nobody's watching me. Nobody's watching me. Nobody's watching me. Oh, I'm going to hold. Oh, nobody's watching me. Like, it's up here, man. It's mental. It's mental. Kendrick Bourne, I think, is fine. In this scheme, he's fine. Glad they didn't give KB and JJ 100%. Neither one of them. Like, JJ's tough as hell, but he has not put himself in a position to be successful this year with missing all those practices. His choice. His choice. Not in game shape. His choice. And that's why you're going through these issues now. JJ has yet to prove himself by dropping Brock's passes in the end zone for a touchdown. That was huge. Was it a good pass? No. But shoot, look at DeMarcus Robinson leaping over the middle, catching the ball behind his head with his fingertips. Terrible pass from Brock Purdy, but it's catchable. Dude, I'm sorry. Christian McCaffrey should have caught that freaking ball. Juwan Jennings should have caught the ball. Should have caught the ball. Kendrick Bourne should have had 4 catches on 4 targets. He dropped 3 of them. Got to catch the ball, man. Yeah, Purdy looked bad. Purdy had the worst quarter of his life, and that's including rain games, which is saying a lot. That second quarter of that Jags game was some of the worst football I've ever seen from a quarterback. Ever. Ever. And somebody even put this in here. Big Joe, Mr. Positive. Take away Brock's legs and you got Jimmy G 2.0. You are not wrong. Brock not stepping into throws, which he did not do, with that weak arm, which, man, showed it so many times over this game. It looked like Jimmy G. There were so many. Now, having said that, it's not like the whole game from Brock Purdy was bad. Dude threw for 300 yards. There were probably 5 to 6 great passes from Brock Purdy in that game. But there were also probably 10 to 12 horrible passes, including the 2 interceptions. There could have been a lot more interceptions, by the way. That very easily could have been a 4-pick game from Brock Purdy. He's got to step into his throws. You cannot have a weak arm. Brock Purdy, one of the weakest arms in the NFL. I don't care what anybody says. I watched the tape. You see it. I watched the defensive tape of the opposing quarterbacks. It's like, wow, look at that ball come out there. Then you watch Brock Purdy, and you're like, ooh. It's like, man, is this in slow motion? Like, what's happening there? Can't have a weak arm and not step into your throws. And you can talk about his toe didn't affect him, and yeah, he felt fine and not an issue. I don't care. He is not stepping into his throws, just like Jimmy Garoppolo did all the damn time. And that's the same effing result. It's the same one. Brock Purdy is the quarterback of the future, guys. That's not changing. You don't fire Kyle Shanahan. You don't get rid of your quarterback. That is not the way football works, especially when the body of work that they have. Is Brock Purdy healthy? No. Is Mac Jones healthy? Even more so, not healthy. Alejandro, hey, John, do you think Mac is starting Thursday? I doubt it. Mac was more injured than Brock Purdy was. Now, Mac didn't play this week, so he didn't re-aggravate anything. Maybe he'll be a little bit healthier on Thursday than Brock will, but I don't think so. I think it's still going to be Brock. And whether that's rust or whatever, I don't really care. Brock's your quarterback. If Brock could play, Brock plays, period. And yeah, like, did he get help from his, you know, cast of characters? Hell no, he didn't. 6 drops? 6 drops? Brock Purdy went 22 of 38. If that was 28 of 38, and again, like you look at one of the interception plays, right? The punt return touchdown. Kendrick Bourne, wide open. Brock throws maybe his best pass of the day. Hits Kendrick Bourne right in between the numbers. Would have been a 20-plus yard whatever on 3rd and 9. Kendrick Bourne just bats it down like a beach volleyball player, spikes that shit because he sucks so bad. Then you punt the ball and they return it. Literally catch that ball, a different game. Then you're punting. Even if you don't get a first down after that, you're punting into, you know, the end zone where you're going to have better chance to cover. Changes the outcome of the game. Kendrick Bourne lost that game. I truly believe this. If Ronnie Bell, instead of Kendrick Bourne, got those 44 snaps, 49ers win this game. If you put 10 players out there instead of Kendrick, that's how bad it was. Go watch it. Find a positive Kendrick Bourne play. Find a positive. Even the catch, he walked straight out of bounds, which, again, was another Brock Purdy dime. You can't cut him because you don't have anybody else that's practiced. You can't cut him because everybody else is practiced. You can't cut him because Kendrick Bourne sucks, man. That dude better change something. Logan, Baker Mayfield has been in the league for 8 years. Brock Purdy has been in for 4. Come on, man. Yeah, it's totally different. And Baker Mayfield has a rocket arm, was the first overall pick. He had the 262nd pick without those skills. He's not even as tall as Baker. Like, who would you rather have? I'd rather have Baker, but it's close. Brock Purdy's not bad. But, like, dude, people gave up on Baker, and, like, it just needs time. You can't give up on Brock Purdy after a game. Like, come on, man. I get the fans, and I get it's Monday, and, you know, Monday back quarterback, Monday day. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, you don't know what I'm saying. Chill out. Y'all got to calm down a little bit. Like, you're not moving off from Brock Purdy. It's just where that is. Steven, consistency tends to fade when contracts increase. Not always, but the majority. That is true. Fred Warner, George Kittle, those are Trent Williams. Like, those are the differences. Debo, 1,000%. Debo's in a contract year. I kept saying this. Guys, you want Debo in a contract year. You want Debo in a contract. Instead, you pay a team to take him off your hands. Look at what he's done. Debo in a contract year is the most motivated human being on the planet. Dude plays for money. That's it. I'm not saying Debo don't care, but like you're paying Debo to play for another team and have 4 touchdowns. You're paying Debo to play for another team to have 4 touchdowns, and you have wide receiver issues. You're paying Eric Armstead to get a strip fumble against Jake Brendel and end the game against you. You're paying him still. You have a defensive tackle problem. You're paying players. Javon Hargrave out there freaking. You probably should have cut Javon Hargrave. He was so bad. But like, you're leading the NFL in dead money, which means you're paying players to play for other teams. You're leading the NFL in most injured salary cap, which means you're paying players not to play because they're injured. Dude, but you're still 3-1. That is the new identity of this 49ers team. You are now a gritty, scratch-it-out, pass-heavy team that is just going to have to win on character and sheer will. It's worked 3 times. It didn't once. If you can go 3-1 this next stretch of games, just like you did, right? You just copy-paste, pull that over. You're 6-2. Holy shit. You're fighting for the number one seed in the NFC. Like, yeah, I'll take 6-2 in a heartbeat. Keep going that all the way. That's 12-4 with 1 game left over remainder. I'll take 12-5. If you told me the 49ers would be 12-5 right now, I'd say, hell yes. Do I think they'll be 12-5? I don't know. I do have them getting to 10 wins. Oh, Yeah, I don't know. All right, we got more questions, more comments, more over, like, crazy takes right after this.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its 6th year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you gotta come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And A lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get an autograph. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
Dude, I'm so pumped. Our upcoming trips are going to be awesome. Tampa Bay, now the time for this tailgate, we were going to start the tailgate at 9:15 in Tampa Bay. Now that's going to be pushed back an extra 3 hours, so we're going to start at 12. I'm so pumped about that. We'll be in Cocos North Beach on Clearwater Beach, Saturday, October 11th, the day before the Tampa Bay game. That's going to be a huge game to determine what happens in the, you know, the playoffs and all that stuff. Then we'll be in Houston with Frank Gore. That's going to be an absolute blast. Party the day before, and we ran out of a three-story freaking parking garage. We're going to be partying on the roof of that bad boy. Going to be an absolute blast. And then, which I'm super excited to announce here, we're going to be partying in Jersey for that New York game. You get the Giants. We get to see how that game's going to go, which, you know, now they got the quarterback change. They got a big win under their belt, all that stuff. We'll be at the Ainsworth over in Hoboken. I'm sure I said it wrong. Hoboken. and then our tailgate's going to start. We're going to be over in Lot J for the stadium. Going to be an absolute blast. So if you're going to any of those games, go check us out. The link's in the description of the video. You go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com and it'll take you straight there or on the TickPick app. That's where all these things will be sold. So that's where that's going to be. Right here, Connor, not sure I want us in the playoffs. What? Nah, I'm not reading that. You always want to be in the playoffs no matter what. No matter what, you want to be in there. Habo Kid. Sorry, Texas is going to come through. Habo Kid. There we go. We're going to get it. It's like, audio kid. Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. Sorry, guys. Flynn, what's up, man? He says, that game was brutal, but I still have a lot of hope for this team if they can get healthy. The injuries are an issue. Can you get healthy? Can Dominique Pooney get back to what he was last year? Can Brandon Ayuk return? Man, imagine getting Malik Mustafa back. Take Jason Pinnock out. He has not been a positive at all, right? The offense and defense should get better. Really, really should. And yeah, yeah, Matt, look at the health is the biggest issue of this team. It's bad. And it's going to stay bad, guys. I don't know what to say. You literally just went through a game where you added no new long-term injuries, but you lost the game. Like, would you rather win games and have all these injuries and add injuries? I don't know the answer to that. I really, really don't. Right here, Uncle Salty says, you know, where's Jordan Watkins? He got re-injured. Jordan Watkins got re-injured. We need that kid in the worst way. Yeah, he had two injuries. He had the ankle, and then he had the calf. And, yeah, Jordan Watkins, don't expect him anytime soon, especially on a short week. Now, maybe he starts practicing and whatever else. Now, Jordan James is healthy. Jordan James had the finger surgery, all that kind of different stuff, whatever else. He's been practicing. I 1,000% would swap out Jordan James for Isaac Grando. That is just me. That is just me. Yeah, we'll have to see right here. Alejandro, how optimistic are you for Thursday? 49ers open the road. Open the polls are, you know, over at my bookie. -3.5 points. So sorry, positive. They're underdogs. 49ers now being on the road, usually a 3-point swing. But man, you look at the Rams, they're playing way better football than the 49ers are. There is no doubt about that. They have wins against the Texans, Titans. Yeah, those two teams suck. Those are literally two of the worst teams. They lost to the Eagles by getting those two kicks blocked at the end, but they outplayed the Eagles for 3.5 quarters, fell apart late. The Colts game came down to the wire, which the Colts are a quality team, which is crazy to say. But they won 27-20 because Adonai Mitchell gave that ball up. Like, very easily could be 2-2, but let's just be very, very honest. Like, nobody's going to mistake the 49ers team and the Rams team playing similar football right now. Completely different. Completely different. The 49ers defense stops the run. The Rams defense rushes the passer. Like, that is the way they built their team. You can run. Actually, they're stopping the run, too. they're stopping their 10th in the run in almost every metric. Like, the Rams defense is good. but they prioritize rushing the passer. The 49ers, that's not a priority. It is stop the run, stop the run, stop the run. Defend third and long, which is working. The 49ers are second defense, third down conversion. So optimistic, dude. The Rams have been the get-right game for the 49ers since Shanahan's been here. Playing the Rams after a loss usually goes well. Now, I think this Rams team is pretty good in their current stage right now. They are one of the most healthy teams. Shocker. They almost always are. But that could change quick. They have a couple injuries. That team's done. The 49ers lead the league in injuries, and we have the same record as them. So, like, we'll have to see what that looks like. And now, here's what's crazy. Well, no, that's not true. The 49ers win this game. They have a stranglehold on the NFC West because they would be 1-0 against every single team in their division. This game is everything. Everything, everything, everything. You lose this game, you're supposed to lose on the road in division. That's usually what it is against top-tier teams. But, man, my confidence level is at about a coin flip. I think that you can beat the Rams for sure. But, man, I think they're a better team than the 49ers are in their current state. I think they're a more complete team. Doesn't mean the 49ers can't win. Doesn't mean they can't win. Yeah, I like this. Uncle Salty, Trashless, Grindo, Jair Brown, Pinnock, Bourne, Brindle. I think, yeah, that's true. J-Dog, man, good to see you in the chat. Appreciate you, man. He says, hit the like button and subscribe. Let's go. Bang, bang. Too shiesty. John, is the Niners O-line going to get driven into the ground Thursday? I don't think so. The one thing this 49ers, you know, O-line can do is pass protect relatively well with Brock Purdy. So I think that's important. The run game is where they can't do anything. Yeah, they can't do anything. They can't do anything. Now, here's the thing. We have zero pass rush, but here's the thing. If you've ever watched Matt Stafford, you don't blitz Matt Stafford. That's not how you beat Matt Stafford. Dak Prescott and Matthew Stafford are two of the best quarterbacks in the world against the blitz. Two of the best. You blitz them? I mean, you're watching. You saw the Dak game last night, which was freaking incredible. Now, Dak folds under pressure, not blitzing pressure, but when the lights are on and it's a playoff game, he's going to suck, right? It's a Cowboy. You put the star on the helmet, you suck in the playoffs. Just the rule. It's a fact of life. But Matthew Stafford, you don't beat him by blitzing. You don't beat him with pressure. You want to hit him. You want to make him uncomfortable for sure. But you just wait and you have to seize your opportunity and get those turnovers. He's going to give you turnovers. He's going to give you turnovers. He's got two picks so far this year. You'd like more. Our quarterback had more in second quarter. But you can win that game. You can't have terrible special teams. You can't turn the ball over as much as you do. You do have to establish the run. You can. Yeah, right here. Talk about that last game against the Colts. They had two touchdowns called back that resulted in no point drives very easily. Very easily. Could have been the other way. Muhammad, what's up, man? He says, John, was this the worst game in the history of the 49ers? No. God, no. You had a chance to win in the fourth quarter. The defense was incredible. No, but you gave it away. You gave it away. Gio, John, is not addressing our offensive line finally catching up to us? Yes, 100%. 100%. It is. So you have to adapt the way you play now. You got to work with what you got. What do you got? You got to throw the ball, baby. But it's working. Like, you look, 49ers are number 2 in pass yards, 3rd in third down conversions, 4th in the most first downs created by any offense in the NFL. Like, it's working. You just can't turn the ball over. And you got to cash it in the red zone. You do those two little simple. You do not have to run the ball to win the game. Okay. Like, in the past, the way that you built this team, and this was a major critique of Brock Purdy, is like, man, when you rely on the pass, Brock Purdy struggles. Got to step into his throws. Can't sell it. Is he fully healthy? Whatever else. Still almost won that game. Ah, yeah, Puka's all world right now. I'd say Puka might be the best wide receiver in the NFL. How well that dude run blocks. I put run blocking at a premium because you're a complete football player. It's kind of like watching basketball, and like, if you don't play defense, you're not my all anything. Puka's might be the best blocking wide receiver in the NFL. Juwan Jennings used to be. he had a 31 run blocking grade, and I know he's injured, but like, that's no. Like, that's the thing. We have the run blocking grades. I put this out on Twitter. Like, the offensive line sucks at run blocking. They're terrible. But you look at the freaking running or the wide receivers. Here we go. Ricky Pearsall had a 49 grade run blocking. Not good. Kendrick Bourne had a 33. Awful. Juwan Jennings had a 31 grade. So, yeah, your interior offensive line sucks, but the wide receivers aren't helping. And Jake Tonchus is not a run-blocking tight end, but you're having to use him as one. You're using Jake Tonchus as a tight end. That, you got to change it up. You got to throw the ball. And that's what, I mean, the 49ers were the only team without a rushing touchdown after 3 weeks. Of course, we're the only team without a rushing touchdown through 4 weeks, but we do have four screens for touchdowns. So, like, I'm all right with that. Like, I'm cool with that. If you have four screens for touchdowns, yeah, two for this game. Tonchus had one. CMC had one. Yeah, it had no rushing touchdowns, no defensive interceptions. If you tell me that stays, but the 49ers are still third and third down conversions offensively, I'll take it. No defensive interceptions, but you're still second in defensive third down conversion rate, I'll take it. You're just doing it differently. And, you know, we were complaining about it when you were 3-0, but when you're 3-1, now it's a glaring issue, right? It's a matter of perception. And I kept saying this after the wins. You have these things to correct, but it's so nice to correct these issues after a win. It's not nice. It's not fun to correct these issues after a loss. If the Niners would have driven and scored at the end and win been 4-0 and been undefeated, we still have all these same issues. Feels nicer. You know what I mean? Feels nicer. After a loss, it's pretty damn hard to feel nice about that. Really, really is. And you just got to figure it out and find your identity. I think the identity is just going to be a pass-heavy team. I think the 49ers are going to lead the league in pass attempts. Where are they at now? I know that the week is not over, so it's not all, you know, 100%, you know, finalized or whatever. But like you we're third in the NFL in pass attempts. You are second in the NFL in passing yards. You are third in the NFL in passing touchdowns. And yeah, you're not scoring touchdowns in the run game. You're not doing that. But man, you're third in the NFL in passing touchdowns with backup quarterback play. Brock Purdy had two touchdowns. Brock Purdy had two touchdown passes. If you average that per game, you're going to be just fine. You're going to break a lot of records. You average two. Like, he's going to break a lot of 49ers records. You just got to get those interceptions down. Five interceptions. That's bad. That is very, very bad, in fact. Right here, any update on Kittle? I know he can't come back until after the Rams game, but how is he feeling? No, he can't come back till after that. So he played the Seattle game. Then... Oh, no, you're correct. One, two, three, four. Yeah, he comes back after the Rams game, misses four. Yeah, haven't heard anything. Usually that's a 4 to 6 week injury. So with the Rams being that early Thursday game, it does give you a lot of hope with that mini bye week to come back and play versus the Bucs because you could bring them back at a super slow pace. So you're hoping for the Bucs game. That's the hope. Worst case, Falcons, week 7, October 19th. But yeah, Kittle will be back. Hopefully he just misses one more. That's the goal. Have not heard any updates. He's lively on the sidelines. You see him out there. He's signing all the autographs. He's doing all the things that you can do with that injury. But yeah, we don't know. We don't know. Niner Goat, does Brock have an interception problem? There's enough games under his belt to have the evidence. Well, there's Brock, and then there's Brock what we just saw. Not getting full practices. Practicing with wide receivers that aren't in the games, right? Ricky Pearsall didn't practice. He didn't practice with him this week. Juwan Jennings didn't practice. Didn't practice with him this week. He was limited anyway. Adrian Martinez was getting one reps. Like, you got to practice. Brock is a system quarterback in the sense that he's going to operate within the confines of the system. What makes Brock special? Processing power and running what is called. That is what makes him special. Not stepping into his passes because of the toe. Not practicing with his wide receivers. That is, you're not going to get a good Brock. You're not going to get a good Brock. I don't know what to tell you. Does that mean you're not going to get a good Brock against the Rams? Quite possibly. Is he going to be able to practice in a short week? Are the wide receivers going to be able to practice? Probably not. He needs time. Brock needs practice. Brock needs a game plan. He needs to be synced with his wide receivers. He is not that. He's not that. I don't think it's an interception problem too much whenever I look at Brock. Now, you look at him for his career. Let's see here. Let's go to his career numbers. Touchdown, 68 to 31. That's great. That's great. Now, it's gotten worse, right? His first year, 2022, 4 interceptions, only played 5 games. So he's got 31 interceptions in 38 games. He's averaging a little less than 1 interception per game. That's not terrible, but shoot, this year, he's got 4 picks already in 2 games. Not good. I think Brock has a weak arm problem, and when Brock doesn't step into his throws, he's in trouble because he sells it, as every quarterback with a weak arm does. What made Brock so great was his footwork. You go back to that first year, second year, his footwork was just uncanny. It was perfect. Footwork was awful. Well, his toes hurt. Offensive line's not doing great. Yeah, that's there. What's up, RTPFTW? The glaring stat for yesterday is losing the turnover battle. You lose 0-4, you're going to lose that game 99 out of 100 times. But the game was lost because the offense didn't show up to help the defense. 3 phases to win always. Yeah, and you lost 2 of those. And horrifying. Offense destroyed. Special teams destroyed. Defense did enough to win. Defense did enough to win. Period. Period. All right, we're still going to be breaking down the tape. Y'all want to go see it? Go watch it for yourself. Every single coaching tape, the all 22, the end zone tape, that's up on the 49ersrush.com. It's up on our Patreon. All of the offensive film, I want to get to the defensive film tomorrow. My voice is finally back. And I do have to say, I want to apologize to Josh, who's the executive producer of our scouting report show. I was just too sick. He worked his ass off. He got that up this week. I just couldn't talk. I tried to record it 3 times, made it less than 5 minutes through each one of those episodes. I was going to record it off air, then release it. I was just too sick last. I was on IR, content creators on IR for the 49ers. So I just want to apologize to him. He does great work. We'll have that back this week. And, you know, hopefully I feel much better now. I think I just needed to rest. But anyway, I did want to say, apologize to Josh. He's the best there is. And he did great work. I did not. But hopefully that's over. Now, 49ers, it's good to have a quick week after a loss. Hopefully you get the rest and the practice you need this week and then travel on the road down to SoFi where they pipe in stadium noise because they don't have a true fan base. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. But the 49ers are still in first place, right where you want to be. Win this game this week, you stay there. Stranglehold on the division, you win this week. Hang in there, guys. It's going to be rough, but we're going to get through it. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.